Freedom and Tools for Thinking. Avoid complete prepackaged answers that are often provided in college, and assemble countless tools for thinking to fuel a factory of your knowledge. And don't search for a list of tools for thinking, as we can't learn them that way. Simply listen or read about lifetimes, how they unfold and play. The living, evolving wisdom we hold in our mind is a form of art. Lists and memorization can only make us temporarily smart. Love of wisdom helps us see far, and it does not matter where or who we are. Pick the books that call to you and make the stories align. Your own path is something that you have to design. Being given a list of books is a sign that you are being cheated by some crooks. Becoming wise is marked by the ability to synthesize. It is when there are so many thoughts on your mind that many of them become automatically aligned. To be wise and full of ideas and freely think is to have your content of character interlink. This is hard to do if we don't listen to or read real books, as the world is a bit more complex than it looks. Inadequate education and tribal politics at a standstill will eventually impact your freedom of will. We need constant motion towards wisdom and liberty. The world must not be held back by poverty. You simply have to pick the books that call to you, that pleasantly expand your worldview. Often, rereading books will help you learn something new, which in turn will help you with some breakthrough. It is almost as if your mix of books is a healthy soup. It does not need to be some well-arranged group. We have loads of questions that we are working through. It is difficult to predict the next thing that will help to improve our view. But it will be a book that will almost automatically catch your attention. You just know when something will enhance your comprehension. That is what browsing books is about, looking around until something jumps out. You need a connection to some area or subject, something that your mind clicks with and does not reject. This is why going to college often results in little acquisition of real and functional knowledge. We just can't be told what to read or what to learn next. Even if we temporarily memorize it, our mind will still reject the whole text. Knowledge full of contradictions is not very useful. Navigating life with it can be harmful. Solving contradictions represents great wealth, as it is one of the pillars of mental health. Retaining disconnected, often contradictory facts has profoundly negative impacts. When we experience thinking ourselves into a loop, that means we need that mix of books and knowledge soup, as we are yet to assemble a way out and not accept something we were told and live in doubt. Contradictions are meant to be solved. We can only be truly free when they are resolved. You should know there is an important difference between ready-made answers and tools for thinking. One will make you grow, and the other keep you shrinking. There is no limit to the depth and complexity of your mind, and there is no limit to the beauty and inspiration you can find. You are given all the tools to make your mind great, and you are not limited to some fate. The road ahead of you is yours to create.